As you've been hearing here on our station, more local police departments are pairing up with mental health professionals to reduce deadly interactions with people who, in some cases, are having a mental health crisis. In Eugene, Oregon, they've been taking a different approach for more than 30 years. They have a separate group of mental health pros called Cahoots that answer calls instead of police. Reporter Rob Waters went out with the team and wrote about it in Health Affairs Journal. Then he shared what he saw with us here on WTOP.
I saw folks that had significant mental illness that were raving a little bit as they interacted with the Cahoots team, and the Cahoots folks just dealt with them really well, listened to them, helped their needs. They handed out socks. They handed out meals. They drove people to where they needed to go if they had a need. There was one guy who actually called in a suicide, saying he was suicidal. He was found face down on the pavement, and they revived him and took him to a sobering center. So a lot of what they do is deal with basic needs that people have that can, if you don't get those needs met, can lead to a worse kind of outcome. I was very impressed with their empathy and with their competence in dealing with situations that could get worse. The Cahoots team and the Eugene Police Department have a good relationship, and the police chief made the point that when officers come and people see the uniform of police officers, that in itself can be a triggering factor. If you've had negative experiences with police officers, or you just get scared of police officers, things can go off the rails more quickly. And he recognizes that police officers aren't the people that are best equipped in many cases to handle these kinds of mental health concerns that the Cahoots team could handle. And so we're seeing other cities across the country really kind of pick up on this idea and move in the direction of a Cahoots-type program.
You didn't witness anything like this, but one thing that critics might come up with is that the person in need of some help could become violent, and you need someone who can exercise force.
It was less than 3% of calls where Cahoots needs to call for backup. So the Cahoots team is in touch with the 911 dispatchers. If they need help, they can get it quickly. The police sometimes will call for Cahoots. Police will arrive on the scene and decide that they are not the best ones, that it's, you know, there's nothing life-threatening or violent, that the circumstances that they're seeing really are better served by the Cahoots team. So I saw that in a couple of cases when I was out. There was a handoff between police and Cahoots. It went in both directions.
That is health journalist Rob Waters. Read more about the Eugene, Oregon Crisis Response Team that goes out to help people instead of police at WTOP.com. Search police.